projects. Chiefs and their assistants have been urged to amplify government development projects and programs in their areas of jurisdiction to ensure that public projects succeed. Deputy Government Spokesperson Wan Aisha Chidzuga says the government is implementing multi-billion shilling projects across the country as it seeks to achieve the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, plan which is President William Ruto's focal point in ensuring his administration delivers to Kenyans. Public involvement includes any activities or strategies geared at getting input and participation from citizens. The goal of public involvement is to ensure that people who are affected by or interested in a project or initiative have plenty of opportunities to be informed, communicate their opinions, affect decision-making and shape outcomes. She says the BETA plan focuses on agricultural transformation and inclusive growth of micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, housing and settlement, healthcare, digital superhighway and the creative industry. Chidzuga says chiefs should be roped in to facilitate the implantation of the BETA plan championed by the national government. She says the grassroots administrators are in a vantage position to inform and educate the people on the importance of the BETA agenda to mobilize their support and create a sense of ownership of the public projects. Chidzuga says the national government will continue to be guided by justice, equity and fair play in the distribution of mega projects across the country. The deputy government spokesperson says the grassroots administrators are in a better position to create awareness and inform the public about the massive projects and programs being rolled out in their localities. She says President William Ruto's administration is determined to ensure that no part of the country will suffer neglect or marginalization due to geographical location or political consideration. She enumerated the key ongoing projects by the national government in Kwale County as the Shush 0.20 billion Wache Multipurpose Dam Project, the Shush 2.3 billion Diani Airport Rehabilitation and Expansion Project, the Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port Development Project and the Shush 1.15 billion Funzi Causeway off Mililani Munja Road, the construction of the Shush 3 billion Kwale Kanango Road among others. I urge all the chiefs and their assistants to create awareness of government projects and programs implemented in your areas for the public good. That is your role, she said, adding that public involvement can have a huge impact on project successes. Ms. Chidzuga, accompanied by Kwale County Commissioner Stephen Arinde, expressed the views at the Kwale Cultural Center when she met chiefs and their assistants drawn from across the coastal county. Chidzuga noted that the government is doing mega projects in different parts of the country, but the benefiting communities are ignorant about them. Chiefs should highlight public projects like the affordable housing project that seeks to catalyze growth and development in the counties, she said, adding that the housing project will in the long run generate tangible public benefits like youth employment. She stated that it is the chief's responsibility to inform people in their areas about what the government is doing for them. She says whenever the public is informed and effectively participates in decisions that affect them, enhances legitimacy and builds mutual trust and commitment between duty bearers and the citizens. She says the national government is investing in physical infrastructure projects across the 47 counties that seek to expand the economy and better serve the public. On his part, CC Arinde also added that chiefs have a role to support all public projects, whether county or national government projects. It is your business to support and create awareness about government projects to the public and let the people in your area know what the government is doing, he insisted. Meanwhile, Chidzuga distributed Ramadan foodstuffs as iftar to widows in Shimba Hills, Tiwi, Simba, Galini, Kombani and Ngombeni areas within Kwale County. The iftar food distribution mainly focused on widows, who most of them are vulnerable in the community. Chidzuga urged the widows to register themselves with SHIF so that they could get health insurance coverage for their families. Register yourselves and your children with Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF, it only costs shush 300 per month and it will assist you all in cases of medical emergencies and sickness, Chidzuga said. She also raised concerns over the alarming cases of insecurity within Kwale County and appealed to parents to give proper guidance to their children so that they can avoid involving themselves in criminal activities. I urge you all to give proper guidance to your children and don't allow them to involve themselves with criminal acts, she said.